This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio today with...
Jeff Sandhu.
Arvind Yuvraj.
Topic of the day, you work for Spotify, you just don't know it. Or rather, how important is it for you to own physical content? Blu-rays, vinyls, posters, books, all of those kind of things. Do let us know. You know the numbers, you know the handles. We've had a WhatsApp that Jeff's going
to
look at.
Yeah, so Anwar Jubabhoy says, digital has yet to replicate the sense of shape, touch, and smell of physical objects. Hence, by holding a book or a vinyl, we are able to evoke these real memories. That doesn't really happen when you look at digital stuff.
Yeah. At all, yeah, in fact. Very true. Yes.
Yeah. Although, talking about like smell, when I was in CES, there was actually a new tech that will complement movies, interestingly, when you know we were put into this small little room and you could get a whiff of whenever they're showing you like MasterChef and you know Hell's Kitchen and they were cooking up like this roasted chicken thing and then you could actually smell and it was really good. And then when they showed like you know a scene of this cup of coffee that's being delivered and you could really get the whiff of you know black coffee.
Where's the smell coming from?
It's coming from this little device that emits out air, and apparently that company, I can't remember what it's called now, that company has managed to digitize smell. I didn't really get into the mix of it because it's, you know, it's a Chinese company and I really didn't, you know, language was a little bit difficult. Yeah, and even their press release was all in Mandarin. But I thought it was really cool and, you know, we'll wait and see if that comes down. And, you know, I guess it'll be the next step, right? Smell will be the next step, definitely.
Interesting, yeah, interesting.
Another one from Maggie Best says, it's a collector syndrome thing to be able to touch, admire the record cover designs to satisfy all of the senses. And yeah, that's the physical world, right?
I used to love the senses. Yeah. You know, you pick up your new LP and you're on the bus on the way home and you've got a 40-minute bus ride home and I'm reading the lyrics, I'm looking at the artwork, I'm seeing how they've done it. That's all gone.
You know what I actually really like about physical when buying new or old stuff is when they wrap it up in that plastic.
The foil,
yeah. Right? And then, you know, so I have a Blade and, you know, you all know that I buy way too much stuff online. And whenever it arrives at my desk...
Not you, Jeff.
Yeah, not me. So whenever it arrives on my desk, almost every day, there I have actually this pen knife.
You have an unboxing Blade is what you've got.
It's an unboxing Blade,
yeah. So I actually use that, and you know, you do a nice little slit at the top of it, and then you know, you sort of you know, peel it open, whatever plastic that you have. That sense of feeling where you open it up for the first time
because it's new.
Yeah, it's new. You know, the next thing I'm waiting is I'm actually waiting for a pair of shoes to arrive that I bought last week.
And you're not sniffing the shoes, Jeff.
No, it's brand new, by the way. It's not secondhand shoes. It's a brand new shoe. It's a pair of sneakers that I really want. You know, I want to be able to. You know, when you open the box and then that paper that you know that covers
thin
up
sheet
that
of
thin
paper.
Sheet yeah, of yeah, paper yeah. Where you lift it up and the first view you have of the shoe, because you've only seen it online. I've only seen it on Instagram and on photos offline. So I want to be able to see it real life. I actually refrain myself in walking to the store after I bought it online. I refrain myself walking to the store because I was worried that, oh, my decision might change now and I may not actually like it because I see it in the store. So you know what? I'm not going to enter the store to check out that shoes. I'm just going to wait for it to arrive.
I've learned a little bit more about Jeff today. Okay, let's move on to story number two, about gardening games and blossoming. Didn't we start off a few years ago with what was the one that was big in the office at the time? The game that was on Facebook.
Farmville, yeah. It's still big-ish, I guess.
Is it?
I don't know. Must be. We've got to ask Frida.
She was quite a player, right?
She was quite a player, yeah. So now we've got things like Stardew Valley, Slime Ranchers, Harvest Moon, Animal Crossing, and now this new one is Oblitz, and it's been a, like, you know, for a number of years now, I think like since 2013 onwards, where these kind of games have really kind of just flurried around, and it's become like this you know, a growth of the and cultivation over the industry's more traditional subjects of conflict and challenge. So last year's there's a PC game, it's called Mendel, and it's by Owen Bell, casting players as a robotic astronaut astrobiologists on an alien planet whose only mission was to aid the blooming of its bizarre and gently undiluting plants. So the other game is A Good Gardener and Viridi. They were both released in 2015. They both each explored the hoary cultural play, although they're different ends. One is a first-person shooter and one is like a very slow-paced kind of simulator. Stardew Valley, that's arguably taken the video game masses to like the mainstream market when it comes to these kind of games. And there's also the adorable-looking Oblitz that looks to mix similar small-town role-playing game with like this Pokemon-esque monster rearing and, you know, its own plant life. And often these games, they kind of emphasize the methodological processes of the in-real world or IRL. I actually had to do a Google search of what IRL stands
no,
for.
No, you didn't.
And so and it stands for in real life, pastimes over explicit advancements of narrative or mastery of game system. So you won't find the sprawling, seemingly unending open worlds of the mainstream games in these titles either. Gone are the days of these gigantic maps and these multiplaying objectives. They're kind of swapped for these more manageable and close encounters. So what Animal Crossing games, Stardew Valley and Oblitz, they all do is they mix this of like this free-form, you can do whatever you want to do with the more relaxed atmosphere elements, which seems to have resonated with players that's keen for a change of pace from the barrage of, you know, games that you got objectives that you got to hit and stuff, right? So it's more pressure. They're like very chill in the same way that, you know, real life gardening is also very chill. You know, you don't really have to, you know, do much. There's no real objective about it. It's just, you know, you gotta, you know, you spend a couple of hours nurturing your plant and, you know, you watch it grow, right? And I know, Rich, your mom is like, you know, she loves gardening, and, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, people do to get their minds away from the hectic lives that we have. Yeah. But one of the reasons why these games have, you know, grown into such popularity is because of the way that we live in today's world, right? We live in concrete jungles and, you know, it's difficult to sort of have like a really nice gardening area in your homes. And these games, some have actually gone and to mimic real timestamps. So like 24 hours in a day is actually 24 hours in the day in the game. But some have done like the more sped up approach, where for those who are a bit more anxious to see the end result, so a day, a full day of 24 hours is maybe about 12 minutes in game time. A whole season would only be like a month of game time, right? So in that sense, you get to see your I guess your, I don't know, I want to say your heart sweat, but you're not actually sweating
or doing
or doing anything, but, you know, it's like, you know, your
the fruits of your digital labor.
Yeah, you know, your the fruits of you clicking a lot of things online, you know, it's more, I guess, visible because it's more quicker, right? But it's actually helped a lot of people in finding that peace and that sense of ownership of something, and also the sense of, I know how to do this. It's that digital skill that, you know, you clearly believe that it is something that you could also do in real life. Simulator games do a really good job in that aspect. I know a lot of pilots who actually train how to fly a new plane using simulator, right? So a lot of these games now, especially these gardening games, they seem to have that effect on players who are really good in these gardening games. They have that effect that, you know what, I've learned a new skill. I actually know how to, you know, plant a certain type of plant and how to nurture them and grow them and take care of it as well. But albeit in a digital space, because they don't really do it in real life.
I mean, I've seen that crossover from stuff on, instead of like Stardew Valley or whatever it is, the simulators that you were talking about, and I think we briefly mentioned it not too long ago, was the farming simulator one. You know, and the amount of people that are actually playing that on PlayStation, on the PlayStation Network, is huge.
It's huge,
And I confess, I sat and I watched somebody, you know, planting,
it's relaxing.
Planting corn and farming from their virtual field, and I'm like, I can actually see the appeal of
you
this.
You can understand.
Right? I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Would you get it if you watched me playing Truck Simulator?
No, because you took the most boring routes ever.
So I think those games came from, you know, when you have like previous games like Grand Theft Auto and stuff, and then you don't actually do the mission. You get into a car and then you just keep driving on the, you know,
that's
cross country and stuff.
That's the most fun.
It's the most fun. And I think that's why these games work so well, because you're not actually doing, you can't win. There's no win or lose. You just plant.
Mm. I've changed from train and truck simulator to bus simulator yesterday.
Are you kidding me?
You know, you have to pick up people along the way?
Yeah.
Nice.
We need to take a break right now. We need to have a real long chat about this. 018-789-8899 is the number to get in touch. If you can tell us, how important is it for you to own physical content, your Blu-rays, your vinyls, your posters, your books, let us know. Get us on Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Music up next from Travis with Flowers in the Window here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.